Hello, friends. Lately, I've been humming Count Your Blessings in my heart, and I want to talk about the subject a little bit, share it with you. It says in Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." The man of God, David, in this most blessed psalm of praise, is focusing on God's glorious and amazing deeds. He was filled with gratitude when he thought of God's love and the enormous blessing the Lord showered him with. It seems to me that he was so overjoyed that his spirit was stirred, and so he started praising God with a heart filled with gratitude for all God's benefits. And believe me, he had plenty to count. When Robinson Crusoe was wrecked on his lonely island, he immediately drew up two columns, what he called the evil and the good. So he started counting. He was cast on a desolate island, but he was still alive, not drowned, as his ship's company was. He was apart from human society, but he was not starving. He had no clothes, but he was in a hot climate where he did not need them. He was without means of defense, but he saw no wild beasts such as he had seen in the coast of Africa. He had no one to whom he could speak, but God had sent the ship so near to the shore that he could get out of it all the things he necessary needed for his basic wants. So, at the end of the day, he concluded that there were no items in the evil column, and all other needs were listed in the good column. He stopped and started counting his blessings that God provided, even on a lonely island. Don't you think that even under the lockdown we are in, we have been so blessed? In spite of various inconveniences and limited movements, the world around us is getting restless. Some are getting angry and depressed. But God's children are contented and thankful. I hope each and every one of you feels the same way. And praise God, no one is ill or in need. His children are, as the hymn writer said, sheltered, protected, no evil can harm you. Resting in Jesus, they are safe evermore. May our Lord continue his blessings on each and every family. David had a large list to thank God for, and so do we. First and foremost, he forgave us our sins and adopted us into his family, and he watches us day and night. Isn't that more than enough? Let us praise him. We're more than blessed, no matter how difficult life's journey is. Dear friends, we are a blessed people, and God has a perfect plan for us, and he will see that it is accomplished. No matter what happens, he is faithful, and he will bring us through. Didn't he lead the Israelites through the dangers of the wilderness? Listen to Deuteronomy 29:5. It's so encouraging. It says, "I have led you 40 years." The Lord says that. "I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals has not worn out on your foot." He is able to lead us safely through this difficult period. Today, as we look back at the blessings he showered us with in our lives, we can truly say, with the prophet of old, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us." Or, "Thus far, the Lord has blessed us." Just take time to count his blessings and his benefits, past, present, and future. You know he never stops giving. He's always willing to give us more than we are ready to receive. He has a warehouse full of blessings at our disposal. It's all for us waiting for our orders. Just look at David's list. He pardons, he heals, he redeems, he crowns with loving kindness, and he satisfies so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Yes, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now back to Robinson Crusoe and his two columns. Now after adding up all what we have in Christ, the good column is full, and the evil column is empty. Thank God, and thank you, Lord. We are truly blessed. Count your blessings. Until next week, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.